And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup here coming your way. Having a great time with the Reel Gurus, Cal and Eric Sheets from Cal's Custom Built Reels. Lots of fun this morning as we talked about at the beginning of the show. Pete Gray not joining us. He is down at Palmas de Cortez for our fantastic Palmas de Cortez Fall Spectacular. I think it's the 29th year in a row.
The Ritz Top.
Memorial, yeah.
Yeah, so
our good buddy Rich, and, think a lot about him, and I know the guys are down there celebrating the great life that he had and having fun, having fishing. Sounded like fishing was a little on the slow side, but that's the beauty of being at Palmas.
Man, tropical weather, it's just beautiful down there.
The margaritas are still cold, and the beach is still real nice. So
90-degree water.
Yeah. You just came back.
Yeah. Hopefully, you could confirm there was a lot of hot green water around?
Yes, the water was... It was not dirty green.
Okay.
But it was not blue.
I gotcha.
The fishing was so, but it was, when I was there, it was hot. It was really hot.
I believe that, man. We're having a great show here this morning, Corey. So much cool stuff. And, you and I keep shaking our heads during the break. There's so much cool info
coming out today. I know. It's crazy, right?
Yeah.
And just like a break, we're just so deep into it. It's crazy.
And it can go any direction, too,
right?
Yeah.
I know. It's talking handle, lever, and thickness, and length. And anyway, you want to join us. Really cool having Cal and Eric in here. We're giving away a $125 certificate, worth $125. Value.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Put it the way you want to, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And introduce you to Cal and Eric. If you've used them, you already know their value and their intelligence and everything they've got and info there at Cal's Custom Reels. Two ways to join us. 213-432-1090 is the telephone number, or you can text us via the app, and we're having a great morning.
You got it, man. So the certificate is basically good for a blueprinting and a complete service of one of your common reels, a Talica,
yes,
a Torque, a Fathom, a lever drag two-speed reel. The
yes.
things you guys
the
work
stuff
on.
That we work on, yes.
Now, blueprinting is probably, I'm guessing, but I would guess the most common service that you guys do. And we have talked about it in the past, but what is blueprinting? What does that mean?
Blueprinting is just a name that I call our custom building of the reel.
Okay.
We go through it. We check tolerances on different parts. We true stuff up. We remachine things. I don't think there's any reel that we work on that doesn't get into the lathe or the mill parts of it to bring it in just to get it running a little truer. That's how we get a little more drag out of reels. We actually machine contours on the drag surfaces because things bend and flex under load so that they work for that particular situation. And it's just a name that we called it. I used to be into cars and stuff like that. You blueprinted engines, mm-hmm. So that's why I called it blueprinting.
Right.
And
you used to be into cars.
Yeah, well, I still am.
He's got this incredible hot rod that's like... I've never seen anything like it. So
32.
Crazy.
32.
So it is, right?
Puts 800 to the ground.
Attaboy. I like it.
Wow.
That's why Cal likes big reels, man. There's no replacement for his displacement. They're big.
No, it's small block.
Well, even better. That's cool.
Coyote with a blower.
You said there's no reel that you couldn't get. I mean, that's just the machinist in both of you is you look at the reel and it just, you take your reel, take a Talica. Again, I say it all the time, I'm not speaking for Cal, I'm speaking for Rick. That's my favorite two-speed reel. There's no doubt that when I am on Let's Talk Hookup, Shimano is a sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. But when I walk out those doors, I work in a fishing tackle store that sells everything, and I love pens, and I love, Accurates and Akumas and all those things, but that is my personal favorite. And, I pick that reel up out of the box and think, man, this can't get better. but it can. You know, I mean, there's it's a fantastic reel out of the box.
It's just TLC.
Sure.
It's just,
you can tweak things a little bit, and maybe it runs a little truer. Maybe the drag's a little different, or maybe you change the handle, or you change the gear ratio, or you change an anti-reverse system. All of those things you guys do to a reel that out of the box is finger quote perfect.
Yeah, and I know when I go fishing, I take most of the different brands with me when I'm going out fishing because I have to have an educated mind when I'm talking to somebody rather than just to completely BS it and just be a salesman and sell stuff that I really want to know. Hey, this reel, this one feels great when I'm flat fall knife jigging, or hey, it's just not quite right and. To have a knowledge to know what I'm talking about.
Let me ask this: with the becoming so darn popular, speed jigging, that kind of like where there's no drag and it's just like small reel, and have you seen?
So I know when you guys recently had Brian Nguyen in here, and I was on his charter on the Cortez, and that was my first. Okay, I've been on trips where you'll have one guy, two guys. Well, there was 13 guys on the trip, and I think 8 of them were fishing that way.
Okay.
And so I really got to see it, understand it, and everything else like that. And then, you know, because you're staying up all night doing the flat fall and knife jigs and stuff, that I got to talk to a bunch of them and try to figure out if there was a way that we could help them out too with some of their reels and some of these different brands that are coming from overseas and everything else like that too. So it was, as my dad always says, every trip you go on is completely educational if you're paying attention, whether it's doing right things, wrong things, whatever it is. If you're not paying attention, you're not learning anything.
I think some of the best things are learned by watching how not to do it, right? I mean, by seeing it wrong and knowing how to do it right.
Right, right.
Yeah. I love the new stuff. You know, I mean, I like it so much for the shop because we're learning it too. And, you know, our thoughts change with our fleet and, you know, like we start to get things more dialed in. And this jigging thing has been really fun because it started a couple of years ago. And then it starts to catch on, and then you watch, the Captain's Concept guys, and you watch some of the guys that are on the leading edge of things really take to it and start applying it and catching more fish, and then you see the customers that do a lot of high end research and go, you see them start to get it, and then it starts to trickle down to all of us. And and so many of them are concerned with weight. They're the opposite of what the old school long range thought is, Cal. You know, with the if I want to catch a 200 pounder, I want to catch them on an 80. You want to talk about easy? It's that. But Eric, like you're saying, you're jigging all night long. You know, those guys are worried about grams and ounces. And if I can make my rod, I like on a custom built fishing rod, I like Tackle Specialties Hypalon. It's the most comfortable thing in your hand. But some of those guys, if that weighs an extra couple of ounces for a different handle material, well, those couple ounces are really important to some of those guys because they are fishing with that, light stuff all night long. And it's just fun to watch it develop.
On that same trip, there was a guy that was in his late 70s, and he said actually trying that has actually kept him in the game because, A, you're using smaller rods, lighter rods, everything else like that, smaller reels. And he goes, well, that's what's kept me. And he goes, I can't carry those bigger reels that I have at home. He goes, yes, I still have some of them and, like that stuff. He goes, but in general, when I know what I'm doing that all night long, he said he's more into trying that out now.
Have any of those reels come across your bench now, the Maxells and the Jigging Masters and that kind of stuff?
Not yet. We're just kind of doing the legwork on that kind of thing.
Sure.
Just trying to see, is there something we're missing there, and everything else like that. So.
And people, if when stuff like that starts to come in, we need to know, okay, why is it? What extra are you looking for?
Right.
Okay, and what is it doing?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are so many makes and models of reels on the market. We can't keep up with how each one of them works and this and that. So we have to rely on our customers coming to us and telling us what they're looking for out of it, and us seeing if we can do that or not. It is a real large learning curve. People don't realize that when a new reel comes in, it might take me 2, 3, 4 days a week to try to figure out okay, what can we do and how can we do it? So it is quite time consuming.
I know, Eric, you go a lot, and I know you do a lot of trips on the Supreme, and you do a lot of trips on all the boats, but you stay engaged in, you know, the current fishing, and I'm leaning towards all this knife jig stuff, and where my question is going is, do you guys, or have you guys had requests for, hey, this is my 60-pound bait reel, I want to make it more advantageous for speed jigging? And then if so, what are the things that you do to make them better for it?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's that's a great question. It gets you thinking about, like when Brian Nguyen was in here, he was talking about that what he's looking for is between 38 and 45 inches of line is what he was looking for. Mm-hmm. And that seems to work better. And that's when I think I texted in that day asking him a question. And my question was, what existing reels on the market could a guy try it out? Let's say he didn't want to get into a $900 reel to begin with, or right, something like that. If he had for example, a Fathom 40 or an Avet HX or one of those type of reels that he was really comfortable with, and that's when Brian gave me the feedback. Well, hey, this reel has a little bit too much handle play as far as back play, and this one does this. And, you know, in trying to understand all of that stuff, it's exactly like you said. It's a learning curve.
Sure. That's the fun part.
But it's a rabbit hole. The more questions you ask, the deeper you get on it, mm-hmm, right? I mean, it's
so crazy. It's a technique that's evolving right in front of us right now.
Yeah. Pretty darn cool. Well, hey, phones are absolutely packed up. Text R2. I wanted to start this one off with a text. It says, I love the idea of getting a reel customized for the fishing that I do. But what I don't know is what changes I want done. Are there things that I can try to pay attention to during my fishing sessions that will create questions to ask to help me figure out how to relay to you guys exactly what I'm looking for? And that's from Jimmy in San Marcos.
I would say yes. I mean, your first thing, just yourself, but also watch the other passengers and how they're doing things, so you're learning to how to do that, what you're doing. But at the same time, you might then come up with a question that, gee, I want this reel to free spool. I need a little more free spool, gee, so the jig drops faster, which quite often we can. Most people say free spool. Well, there's actually two free spools. There's one that your drag is not hitting, but there's also a free spool of spool rotation.
A true free spool as far as spool
where
rotation.
Where we can change quite a few reels, we can make it so the spool rotates much freer. Now, granted, a lot of that is TLC inside, and it's not something that's going to last forever. It is things that need to be serviced at times and stuff like that, but changing maybe the type of bearing or the quality of the bearing or adding some shims to the correct positions. A lot of the new reels that come out have shims inside. Well, when the shims are put in at the factory, they're fine, they work great there, but you should put line on the spool
and add that weight to it.
Well, not just that.
Okay.
It also changes the length of the spool minutely. Okay, so therefore you might have to take a 5,000 shim that's on one side of the bearing and put it on the other side of the bearing, and it doubles your free spool.
You know what?
I mean, these are little things that
right,
you don't
Corey?
Know until you're done.
I'll send my reel to you.
Yeah, exactly, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking English, but it's so foreign that, I mean, I get it, but... Yep.
And you wouldn't think that right, like you can change the tolerances. I mean, we had a tackle
so crazy
shop years ago, and they took like a 30 wide reel, and they had a lighter line they put on it, but they stretched the line.
They packed it on.
They packed it on so tight.
I get it.
Put hundreds of extra yards on it. The reel wouldn't. He's like, I don't get any free spool, and I don't do this, and I don't do that. And my dad's trying to figure it all out, and he's like, God, this just isn't working. Well, I'm going to take the line off. Well, he took the line off, and he's like, well, now it works perfect. What's going on? And that's what it is. You're physically just changing tolerances, flaring out the spool, or tightening it near the bearing area, different stuff like that. Whereas it was just, and again, that's just the hundreds of thousands of hours that we put into this.
Man, that's
so
just
cool.
Crazy.
I love it.
Right?
I love
know.
It.
We're getting deep into it for sure.
The gurus.
Right, exactly, man. Hey, we've got the man on the line, right?
You got it.
FishDope.com tips by Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning. Cal, were you doing this back in the 80s?
Yes.
I know you were, buddy.
Late 80s. Late 80s is when I started doing it. That's when I was working with Ray Lemmy.
Yep, and we used to wait for our international reel to come back. I was listening to Beak yesterday, and we used to wait because you could not fly line until Cal touched your reel on an international. Like, you were just talking about fly lining, so I had to just throw that in there. And then we would all stand. The captain and the deckhands would stand in line and wait for our opportunity to cast that reel after Cal got it right. fixed up for us. You know, we'd only be able to afford one, guys, and it made all the difference in the world. So, like Ricky said, once you let them touch it, they'll never go back. Yeah. It's an incredible.
I completely remember the days of being in the tackle store and selling a reel and being like, well, you know, this, you know, once you buy this, then you needed to send him, because, you know, we used to say the same thing, or you would maybe, you would talk in the good way about one particular reel and say, well, this one fishes out of the box, meaning that one doesn't, you know, like, you gotta, this one Cal has to do his magic to before it's going to do what you want on a long range trip.
Yeah, and then back in the day, we had the Penn Internationals, and they did not freeze, but you couldn't catch. I remember we had anchovies for bait, but he could make it so that you could fly line an anchovy on an international reel. It was pretty incredible, and then we were just wailing on those albacore, but that's a different story for a different time. Gang, the fishing right now is absolutely insane everywhere. Corey, the calico bass fishing at Catalina, no one's even talking about it.
Right.
It is as good as it could possibly ever be. It can't be any better. There's no way. It's every time you find any bit of current at all, it's full-speed calicos. My members are going over there having a great time fishing.
Yeah, there's been some good calico fishing, too, even La Jolla, and then the Honolulu Kelp here local, too, on the half day. I mean, 120, 150 bass on a trip.
So much.
Maybe 25 or 30 legal fish, but over 100 caught for sure.
Right, and that's all you want, Corey, is a bite. Just let me get a bite.
Please.
Let me figure it out after that.
Yes.
I love it.
We've all said that.
Give me a bite. Yeah,
what about,
exactly.
What about the tuna scene, Dave?
Okay, well, here's the deal, gang. I know it kind of took a little dip the last couple days, but it's not. If you wait, the afternoon's been insane. Everybody's leaving too early. The afternoon bite has been insane the last couple of days. It's just, well, I think the number one reason, Corey, is this fog. So everybody that waits till the afternoon and the fog's all gone, then all of a sudden they start seeing fish. I don't think, you see how thick it is right now. I don't think they can see them when you get out there too early. So
yeah.
Don't get too excited. Just relax. Get out there a little bit later. And spend some time looking. It's pretty much spread out everywhere. There's no set spot to send you. That's the really unique thing about it, Ricky, is you don't have to fish for boats. You can go out there and find your own fish. There's plenty of fish. The season's just going to keep rolling along. We got a couple of hurricanes pushing some more water up your way this week. I just think that... Pete was saying last week, I think the best is still yet to come, even though it's so good right now.
Dave,
but there's yellowtail at all the islands. There's just so much to do, and there's hardly any coverage because everybody's fishing tuna.
I'm in total agreement with you. It may not be drive anywhere and blindly drag a magmat and get a bite, but if you get on a good batch of fish, there are some of the best big fish kite fishing that we have seen literally all year. I mean, some of the scores from the three-day guys and even private boat guys that get on a good batch of fish on some of the Outer Banks, it's absolutely tremendous right now. Some of the best of the entire year, if not the best. And we're seeing a lot of real big ones again, too. You know, this whole year has produced a ton of quality fish, but there hasn't been a lot over that, like, magical 200-pound mark. And we're seeing a lot of real big ones right now, 250s and 260s and 270s. And it's a great time to go, Dave.
Absolutely. It's a phenomenal time. And check with Fish Dope, because Danny and the boys over there are keeping you right on the fish. And there's a ton of that big fish out there on the Tanner and the Cortez, which hasn't really been getting a lot of coverage from the smaller boats because there's so much fish on the inside. But, yeah, that bigger fish is outside there. It'll make another return back to the beach here. It's just going to go wherever the food is.
No doubt about it. Well, great job, Dave. As always, if somebody wants to keep in touch with your saltwater guide, how do we do that?
Well, if you get tired of following boats around, go check out my website, yoursaltwaterguide.com. I work very closely with Danny and the boys over at Fish Dope, and we keep you on the fish, so you don't have to fish for boats when you go fishing. YourSaltwaterGuide.com.
Love it as always, buddy. Great report, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
All right, guys, thanks. I'm going to kick back and listen to the show. Thanks, Cal, for everything you've done for me. Bye.
Good times for sure, Dave. Hey, the Catch Report is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fishman's Processing in San Diego. The best processing for your fish when your trip returns. Plus, with Fish Pros, a market, you can purchase their famous spices, the rubs, their poke kit, and beyond that, man, they got all kinds of good stuff.
So killer.
Ceviche kit, everything going on. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street, or you can order online at fishermansprocessing.com. Be sure to make your reservation by texting them their telephone number. Text them at 619-255-3128. Make sure that you get a response back to guarantee they got your text.
Heard you talk about that yesterday, man. Yeah. You nailed it. No doubt about it. Busy, yeah. Busy times. Hey, the phone lines, speaking of busy, are absolutely jam-packed. Corey, let's jump into them.
John. John in Escondido. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How are you guys doing?
Great, John. Good morning.
Always a great time listening to your show. Good morning. Hey, so my question is, with some of the new stuff with the jigging, right? So I've got the 5060 narrow. And is that something that you guys can work on and make it better?
Fathom 60 narrow.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the ones that I do use for the night jigs and flatfalls. I do think they need a little help out of the box as far as to fish them the way that we want to fish them out here. But yeah, they're a good reel. I mean, I've been putting the multicolor on top of that and then just plain white down below that. And I mean, we're getting on Fathom 60s, we're getting 25 pounds of drag out of the when they leave, and they get plenty of free spool.
That is a really cool sized reel in terms of like frame width to height ratio for this big fish that we're doing right now.
For the old school guys that are out there, it's really similar to like that 349H.
Yeah.
That old school one, yep. That's, you know, got that good diameter to it and stuff like that. I mean, for the knife edge flat falls, I use three specific reels. I use the 16 VISX, I use the Talica 20, and then I use that 60 that the guys were talking about there. So those are the three that I've used that I do like the best.
Now, you go a lot. You do a lot of that fishing. Do all of those have stock gears in them? I know that you've done blueprinting to all of those reels,
right.
I'm sure. Have you changed any gear ratio configurations, or what are those three?
Yeah, so
doing?
On all of those, we actually changed. You know, we're talking about torque and different stuff. On all of those, we did put a little bit longer handle on it.
Okay.
I wanted that to be able to work. On the Pen Fathom 60 narrow, we stayed with the same gear ratios that were in it. Also on the Talica, we stayed with the same high gear ratio, which we don't change that. But I did put a lower low speed into it so that I, you know, when you get on a bigger fish, that you felt you had a little bit more leverage to be able to get that fish coming up to you. Now on the 16 VISX, we changed and went. Okay, and without getting crazy technical, on their VIS series, it's less drag what they get out of them, but they have a higher gear ratio. Let's say more geared towards like Florida, something mm-hmm. like that.
The VISXs were the quote-unquote West Coast reel.
Correct.
Where we want to fish 80 and 100 and 130 pound of a 16 sized reel, and on
right.
the East Coast they don't fish nearly that heavy.
So what I do is the VISX has a 4.6 high gear ratio and the VIS has a 5.2. So we put the 5.2 in there, and it felt like instead of just getting all of my bites on the drop, you know, captain comes over, hey guys, they're down 300 feet or whatever it is, instead of getting all of the bites on the drop, as soon as I went to that, my bites went up, and I was also getting quite a few more on the retrieve, too. So it was pretty cool, and we've done a lot of that for guys. And, you know, this multicolor braid has really made a big difference, whether it's, you know, the Depth Hunter or whichever one, or, you know, that you
the
use,
Iser,
or
yeah.
Jerry Brown or the Iser or any one of those. But having that stuff has really made a big difference where guys know how deep they are instead of just guessing.
That's cool. Handle length is something we've talked about a bunch. Is that something that you guys do to most reels, it seems like, these days? Like, you've mentioned so many times how big of a difference that is, and it seems like a relatively easy change to make.
One of the things that we do a lot of is change the handle length and maybe a little stiffer handle. And you have to be, there's quite a few aftermarket handles on available. Quite a few of them are coming from overseas. And we have been finding a little problem with those handles. Not that they don't work, is the thickness of the handles vary so much from the stock handles from the factory. It changes the shift adjustments. So you either have to make something different inside to keep the shift pressures for high to low correctly, because that handle thickness is part of that whole assembly. And by adding a thicker handle, you now don't put as much pressure inside the shift system.
You get this thing from overseas and look how beefy this thing is. It's twice as thick as my stack handle.
Right.
This is never going to bend, and I'm going to get all kinds of...
And the result of not paying attention to that actually could rip out some gears.
Yeah.
And
we've had to replace gears where guys have ripped their gears out because
they're off stuff.
Yeah, they're like, thickness. I don't know what's going on. It's jumping out of low gear.
So
when did that happen? Well, or low or high gear, whatever it is. Right? It's jumping out. Well, when did that happen? Well, I just replaced the handle. Well, okay, so then the light went on for us and tried to sit there. And, you know, there's a small little window as far as trying to figure out thicknesses. They could be too thick. They could be too thin. You get all that kind of different stuff. So
crazy.
Now, what about if I can't find an aftermarket handle for my reel? Is that something that you guys can make work?
We do have a bunch, at the shop.
Right now we use mostly the Tiburon arms, and what we've done with those is the knob itself is an individual preference. Some guys like the football type, some guys like the angled type, some like a rubber type. We have been able to get the arms and then take the knob off of the reel that you like and modify it. Yeah, it costs a little extra money. And modify it and put it on that reel for you. So now you have a handle that you really like. You've got such and such a brand that you really like their handles. You've got it on all your reels. Now, it doesn't mean it has to be that same brand. And we buy the knobs from all the different manufacturers, and then we make what we need to do to put it onto your reel.
That's something Cal has been doing for me for a long time. Yeah. And I know that I'm in the minority of people. Most people like a much bigger, you know, I don't know what you call it, T-bar style of handle. Big angle, get your hand on.
How do you like it?
I like that Trinidad Baja knob style. You know, I think you described it as a football. Like, that's what I like. And I like that even on my biggest long-range reels. And so I would have Cal take off the big handle that came on my 50 and adapt that handle knob onto it. It's what, it like, melt when my hand grabs it, that's what melts into my hand. Like, it is the most comfortable for the way that I, for everybody.
It's never upside down.
Yeah, however you grab it, it's right, and you can turn the handle fast when you need, and there's still plenty of power flow. But I know that I'm in the minority of that. Most people prefer a much larger handle, and that's why you go to Cal and Eric, because they do it right for what's for you.
Well, I was going to say, additionally, I get guys that come in and they go, I tell them, oh, this is the knob I like, and this one my dad likes. He goes, oh, man, I hate that one. That gives me blisters. And I go, perfect. That's why we're here.
Take that off the list.
On our counter here, I've got, let's say, you know, a whole bunch of different knobs, and it's usually just a spark conversation where a guy can say, like, oh, look, it, can you put these? Oh, forget about making them any longer. Can you put this knob on all my reels? And we're like, well, some of them yes, some of them no, but we can try to adapt that and do that.
I have a Shimano Tiagra 16 that I love that Cal cut the top of the frame off, put a Tiburon arm, a pen knob. I mean, this thing's got so many parts and pieces screwed to glue to it. But it's perfect.
But that's the way you like it.
Exactly. Yeah, you made it just right.
Performs the best.
It's the Frankenstein.
Totally,
right?
Yeah. But she's perfect. You know, I love it.
Hey, we're going to be right back and love more of this. the show we got coming up. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Hi, this is Tommy the Fishmonger from Tunaville Market and Grocery and the TV show Fishmonger. I've known Yosef Husseini for over 20 years, and he's the expert when it comes to real estate. He's helped me with estate planning and multiple estate questions that the average guy like myself just doesn't understand. Yosef's not only a fellow angler, but he's an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find their ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free, no obligation home evaluation now online from Yosef by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address and you'll get that report fast. Yosef is a SoCal real estate guy to go to. He's helped me and many of my customers and family members to find what they are looking for in a home. He understands the real estate market like no other, so take it from Tommy the Fishmonger. Yosef's the real deal when it comes to your real estate needs. Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and I'll see you at Tunaville Market and Grocery.
Get ready for the largest event in our history. Saturday, November 4th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. We'll have great savings from Daiwa on Lexa, Saltist, Saltiga, and the new Tanacom 1200. A fantastic offer on the Proteus Rod and SK Jig, too. Over 20 manufacturers reps, including Daiwa, plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, huge raffle, and most of all, incredible deals on tackle. Up to 60% off. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 4th. The name that stands out amongst anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and, of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Lobster season is here. It's time to gear up with the best in the business. Promar, based in SoCal. Promar knows lobster and makes everything you need to catch these tasty critters. The Promar guys are hardcore lobster fishermen and have designed the most successful hoop nets and accessories on the market, including the Ambush Series Hoop Net Line, the original hoop net designed for SoCal lobster hooping. Visit Promar on Facebook or on the web at promarahi.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and having so much fun in studio, and lines have been jammed up, but there is one open right now if you want to give us a shout, 213-432-1090, or you can text us via the app. Ton of texts coming through, and giving away a $125 blueprinting for a Talica Torque or a Fathom.
So rad, man. Yeah.
Or whatever reel.
Okay. Yeah,
that we work on.
Yeah. That's going to be great. Hey, I want to remind you, next weekend, man, a couple of great shows. Next Sunday, Dave Ibrahim from the Tomahawk is going to be joining us, which will be really fun talking to Dave. Great job. And then next Saturday, we're going to have James Holz from Norris Lithium, and it's a great way to segue into this portion of the show. Sponsored by Norris Lithium Batteries. They are located here in Southern California, designed specifically for marine use. Norris Lithium features prismatic cells for extreme durability, solid connections, longevity, and most importantly, reliability. The Norris Guardian Advanced Battery Management System allows you to monitor the health and the charging status by using an app on your phone. Norris Golf will make a complete line of kayak and electric reel batteries. Make an investment in the best for your boat. It's Norris Lithium. Check NorrisLithium.com for more information at a dealer near you.
I'm looking forward to that, man.
Me too.
Listen, I know a guy that went straight lithium, and he can run an ice maker. He doesn't have to have a generator, and he can run all that stuff. Like, he just powers it up before he goes, and it'll last two or three trips doing all that with the ice maker, lights, everything.
I got a chance to fish the War Heroes on Water tournament with Rod Halperin and Scott Nagel on their boat, the Second Sea.
Yeah.
They're tender. Now, they use a high-pound thrust electric tiller steer trolling motor and a big lithium battery. There's no more gas. There's no more we start our kicker motor once in every while. The thing weighs nothing. It's super easy. And that lithium battery will run all weekend long without being recharged.
Crazy.
If the gals are on the boat and the boat motor doesn't want to start from the pull start, it's so easy. Lithium has so many advantages, but you can't use. You got to do it right. You can't use a cheap thing. You got to be smart with it. And when we had James on the show with a phone interview a little bit ago, I was blown away. And I'll tell the story again. Pete said, hey, these guys are going to come on and talk about lithium. And it was on a show that Pete was gone. And I thought to myself, what am I going to talk to a guy about a battery for? How are we going to talk for 10 minutes about it? I was so bummed that we ran out of time. There's just so much cool info. I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be a great show. Again, it's just one of those things that you just don't necessarily know a lot about, and there's a whole world of info that can potentially really, really help us out. It's going to be really cool.
That's next Saturday. Yeah.
You got it, man. It's going to be a lot of fun. Well, Corey, the phones are absolutely packed. Corey, why don't we grab another one?
How about Doug? Doug Cohn from Montebello. Good morning, Doug.
What up, Doug?
Yeah, hi. I was wondering on the reels, how bad does that have to look before you just don't want to work on them no more?
You mean how old reels? As long as it's a good quality reel, and the cost of the parts aren't too much.
That's a good point.
That's the thing. We have people still sending reels in that want us to two-speed, which we don't do anymore, because the cost of doing it went up, and the reels are old enough that the manufacturers aren't supporting them anymore.
Sure.
And I don't want you to put $300 or $400 in a reel and then break a $10 part and say, sorry.
Right.
So that's why some of the old, the older International stuff that we're not two-speeding anymore, because we don't feel it's worth putting the money into. Great, it's a great reel. They'll last forever, but there's no support on the parts anymore.
You're better off at this point with technology, starting off with a better baseline of a newer reel, and moving from there.
And just knowing that you're going to have parts for a long time. An old International, now Penn still makes fantastic reels, but an old International, that company that made that reel had been purchased and sold four times
exactly.
And a part for a 30-year-old Penn International can still work absolutely fantastic.
As long as you don't need a part.
But parts can become an issue.
Yeah. Parts, preset knobs, stuff like that, they're just not available. I still have them. I still have them, but at the same time, so somebody who already has a reel, it's two-speed and wants a service, needs a part, I have them. I'm trying to always keep available parts, but as your time goes by, you just can't get them anymore.
But don't go on eBay and buy a $200 single-speed International and then spend $300 getting it tuned up when you could go and just buy a $500 Talica that works beautifully out of the box, and it's lighter and it casts better and all those good things.
We see it all the time. Guys will buy, I just bought four really good shape old 20Ts. I want to get them two-speed. Sorry, we don't do it anymore. We haven't done it for two, 3 years now, and people just don't. They got to check ahead, find out, can somebody work, not just us. Check it with a real manufacturer. Do you even have parts for that reel anymore?
Yep. Well said. Hey, with that said, we're going to head down south to Palma State Cortez. Pete is on the line from our fall spectacular. Good morning, Pete.
Hey, Pete.
Hey, good morning, Rick. Glad you're feeling better and back in there. And Corey, good morning. Thanks for covering the guys. And, of course, the legends, Cal and Eric, for sure. Thank you guys for being there. And, as you heard from John Island earlier, it's a little different down here this year. We've been doing this tournament. This is our 29th annual Palma State Cortez Fall Spectacular. We dedicate this tournament to our dear friend Rich Top. It's the Rich Top Memorial Tournament. And 12 tops are here, Peggy Top and Denise Keith and a whole bunch of tops are here hanging out and donated some money for the tournament and stuff like that. So we're having fun, but it's a different year because I was talking to Paco this morning. In 29 years, I've never seen the amount of green water that there is down here. Green hot water, 91 degrees and pea soup green. I mean, we went snorkeling up at Punta Pescadero yesterday, and you could only see about maybe 4 or 5 feet in the water. It was so green. And actually, we were supposed to go diving at Cabo Pulmo today, and the dive master, Pilu, called me, and she said, you know what, don't even bother. It's like 5 foot visibility down here. So we bagged on that. So we're going to go quad and go up to the waterfalls, which should be flowing pretty well because of the rain.
Nice.
And just hang out and enjoy the tournament. The guys got out fishing today, which is really, really good news because they were really iffy. They closed the Cabo port yesterday, but this is in La Paz County versus Cabo County. So they didn't close La Paz, so we were able to get out and go fishing this morning. All the boats. We have 18 teams in the tournament. 65 people, and they got out. They're catching some fish. It's very, very, very slow. But yesterday, the leaders of the tournament is the team Go Ugly Earliest, a regular with us, Dave and his gang. They caught a 41-pound yellowfin tuna and 2 13-pound dorado yesterday, and then another regular yesterday. Team Knows Bananas, Drew and his whole crew. They're in second place and actually have the big fish. Prize worth $1,000 thanks to the top family so far with a 46-pound yellowfin tuna. Those fish are being caught on chopped squid because there's no live bait. It's just there's virtually no bait. And then third place right now, Larry Lazy Butt Club, and they caught Dorado and Cabrillo. So not a lot of fish being caught. Some teams are getting to the Rio, but most teams are catching some Dorado and stuff like that. So there's fish to be caught. It's just not the usual fantastic October fishing that we're used to here in Palma Sur. The good news is because of the rain and the overcast, it's cooled way down. So it's very, very comfortable temperature. I'm looking at kind of partly blue sky, but mostly cloudy skies, and it's supposed to rain pretty good today, so we'll see how that goes. But it looks like that hurricane is kind of pushing south of us. It's supposed to hit Puerto Vallarta, so hopefully it keeps going that direction, and we continue to have some fun. But anyway, that's the update here from Los Barriles and Palmas de Cortez, and it's always a fun time, and it's such a beautiful, beautiful place. So you guys have a great time, and hopefully be back. We're staying an extra day, going to hopefully come back on Tuesday, and I'll see you back in the studio next Saturday.
Okay, man. Well, a great wrap-up, Pete. Like you say, a little bit different one, but the beauty of the East Cape, there's always some fun stuff to do, and that includes riding quads and doing the waterfall and having a good time. Well, best luck to you and the boys. A big hi and a big hug to all the tops from all of us here back home, and we'll look forward to hearing the wrap-up report when you make it back into town next weekend.
All right. Thanks for covering, guys, and have a great rest of the show. Sounds great. We're listening on the Let's Talk Hookup app.
All right. We'll appreciate that very much. And, Corey, let's just jump right back into the phones.
Let's do it. They're full. Let's talk to Arnie. Arnie calling from Vista. Good morning, Arnie.
What's up, Arnie?
Hey, good morning, guys. First, I want to say a word for a longtime member for San Diego Rod and Reel. On opening night on Lobster Season, Fox Lugwood, he was a former president. He was out hooping with his fishing partner, Paul. And unfortunately, Fox had a heart attack. And despite the efforts of Paul and the Harbor Police, Fox passed away. We are going to start a GoFundMe account. And all the details will be on the San Diego Rod and Reel website. And a heartfelt, we're so sorry that he passed away out there to DJ, his wife, and his family. And
said, Arnie. He was a good man, and like you said, a former president. That very sad news indeed. He was a fixture in you know local clubs and local tournaments, and a very sad day for sure.
Yeah. And this is the second question I had for Cal and Eric. I mean, sounds like, you know, Cal, I know you're a big gearhead. You guys pretty much modify reels like some guys' engine builders with Dynalo performance engines. Do you have to really lighten or balance many pieces in reels nowadays?
No, the lightening, there was basically a couple models that Penn made, 10 years ago that were kind of a change in the middle of production from going from a non-topless frame to a topless frame, and they just didn't do a good job of it. They were actually just way too heavy, and we were able to lighten them like the 50s, like 6 ounces, and the 30s,
which is a lot.
Lot. And of course, added about 20% more. Balancing, no. There's most of the, you start to figure with the manufacturing nowadays and the quality of the machine tools, all, spools run very true and stuff like that. And the tolerances are much, much better and stuff fits better, that you don't have to balance anything.
Yeah, and each one of these manufacturers has really lightened them up. They've taken every little bit of weight that they can out of them nowadays. So,
great question.
Hey, great text come through. Hi, guys. Love the, and Arnie, thanks a lot for the phone call and good messages about a fallen bud. Question. Hi, guys. I love all this gear talk. I have a real question. I have a Penn Fathom 42 speed that I use on a short speed jigging rod. I've caught a couple hundred, plus pound bluefin on the combo using 80 pound braid as my weak link. I'm wondering what Cal could do to the reel to help me push it farther, or am I already pushing a Penn Fathom 40 to the max, fishing 80 pound and 100 pound tunas? That's from Mike in San Juan Capistrano.
Okay, 80 pound test on a Fathom 40 is what we figure is the max. Now, are you setting your drag with a scale? Do you know how much drag you're fishing? Does the reel get 20 pounds of drag, which is basically your 25% of the breaking strength? Does it get 20 pounds of drag with really good free spool? That's the thing to check. If it does, it's fine. We generally, on most of the Fathoms, we get about, I'm going to say, 30 to 50% better spool rotation after we get done with them. Not all of them, because some of them are right tweaked right on perfect. And most of the Fathom 40s will get to maybe 17 or 18 that we've seen, the both the old style and the new style. We do guarantee 20 pounds of drag with really good free spool out of a Fathom 40.
And 20 pounds of drag is a lot. Like, most don't realize. I mean, that... It's, it wouldn't be to the full capacity that one would want, but try pulling on 18 or 20.
But that's at strike.
Okay, I got right. You.
Okay, you go on the new ones, you go from strike to full, you're going to probably go to 28, maybe 30.
Which is...
On the older ones where you had strike, full, and sunset, you're up in the high, up into the, well into the 40s,
which is,
so is a lot of drag.
That's a lot.
Which is more than anybody wants to hang on to, I assure you that.
I promise you.
All right.
That's crazy. Hey, we're going to be right back. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hayden Lane here from Fast Lane Kayaking, and I got to tell you about all the rad new stuff we have in the shop, like the fully updated new line of Hobie inflatable kayaks, the iTrek series. Hobie took the best-selling i11S and made it even better, then added new models like it, like the new iTrek 9 that weighs just 37 pounds, fully rigged, packs into a small bag with wheels, and fits just about anywhere. And on the water, this thing performs, featuring a super wide and flat hull shape that is stable and an elevated beach chair style seat that is comfortable. Or the all-new Hobie Mirage Lynx. Inspired by the shape of the inflatable kayaks, Hobie made a durable and ultralight hardtop model. It's the missing link. It looks like a hybrid of a stand-up paddleboard and a kayak. And the best part, at just 45 pounds, the hull weighs about half as much as similar sized kayaks. And it's stackable. Pile them up on your roof rack or your truck bed. You gotta see this thing. Stop by the shop right on the water in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay. Or check us out online at fastlanekayaking.com.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone, the Ford F-150, available with a pro-power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day trips on the Daily Double and full-day trips on the Mission Bell every day. Perfect for novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight and multi-day trips on the American Angler, Vagabond, Intrepid, Independence, New Loan, T-Bird, Game Changer, and more. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Saturday, November 4th. Is Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Seminars by saltwater experts, great deals on tackle, top tackle reps like Aftco Psycho Pro Fluorocarbon, and incredible deals on Aftco clothing. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 4th.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Cal's going to do the honors of flipping the coin.
All right.
Hey, going to a texter. Happens to be Jimmy in San Marcos. Congratulations.
Jimmy, you are going to be so stoked. Again, what a killer prize. And it's basically good for one blueprint service of any reel that you guys work on that's up to $125 value. And if you're listening, heard all the stuff you like and want to do it, man, send a reel up. We joked about it, but do it. Send one of your reels up for the service and talk to Eric and talk to Cal and get in on that. Like, this is what we do. I assure you, you will be amazed at what these two can do to your fishing reel.
In San Marcos, it's only about a half hour away, and we like to have customers even come in.
Really?
Yeah. Just call first.
With as much as we talked about today, blueprinting, handle changing, free spool, different knobs, Spectra, Perch. I mean, like, we still didn't even scratch the surface about so many other things that you guys do. If somebody does want more information, Eric, you did a great job building a new website. Give us a little bit of rundown, how we get reels to you, how we find you, how we finish off if we want the Cal's Custom Touch.
Yeah, so you can either call us, or if you are coming in, just give us a call first to make sure we're there and haven't gone fishing, or check out the website. So the website is cals2speed.com, using the number 2. Phone number is 626-357-4441. And you can get a hold of us. Like, if you're still hesitant about sending it in, give us a call. But I will tell you, so every year, guys are going, when do I send them in? So we are still swamped.
Right.
It is a yearly thing, but I'm telling you, if you're going in early in the year, get them in now, because I'm going to be going on that 22-day trip on the Royal Polaris in the spring or in February-ish, and then Cal's by himself that whole time, and then when you're by yourself, you don't get much done. But get him in now.
22 days on the RP, man. Right? Are you kidding?
Right. I'm excited.
Right?
I always say the same thing, man. You don't want to buy your car from a guy that doesn't know how to drive. Well, you don't want your real doctor to be to be a guy that doesn't fish.
Right? Exactly.
Well, we're super excited, guys. Pardon me again. If you're thinking about it, talk to you guys, because minor adjustments can make major differences on reels. If you have a reel for your gal and you want to make it a little easier for turn, we didn't even talk about all the gear ratio changes that you do to make things easier. If you're getting a couple years older and you don't turn the handle, you're not a bodybuilder like you used to be back in the day, there's tweaks that you guys can make to reels that make it physically easier to turn the handle. Maybe you're not gaining as much line, but you're gaining all the time. And you guys just do such an awesome job, and we loved having you on here, and we really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Awesome, guys. One more time, if somebody wants to get a hold of you, 626-357-4441.
Yeah, and just give us a call. Even if you just have a couple questions and stuff like that, I'll probably ask you way too many questions in return.
But I love it. Great job, guys. Hey, another couple of great shows coming for you. Next Saturday, James Holst from Norris Lithium Batteries. Next Sunday, Captain Dave Ibrahim from the Tomahawk going to be joining us. It's going to be a lot of fun, some great info. A huge thanks to Christian for keeping us on the air. A big thanks to Adam for keeping us going on the app. And the biggest thanks to Corey and Brandon for covering my butt yesterday when I was down with this cold. Appreciate you guys listening. We'll look forward to another couple of great shows coming for you next Saturday and Sunday right here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and on that Let's Talk Hookup app.